Hi, it's Louisa Jewell, and welcome to The Science of the Good Life, helping you get happier, stronger, and more successful. Today, we're talking about the science of happiness. I'm going to share with you the five pillars of happiness based on Dr. Martin Seligman's PERMA well-being model. Now, Dr. Seligman is a leading researcher in the world on the topic of happiness. Now, I'm not talking about little H happiness, like, are you feeling happy right now? I'm talking about big H happiness. So this is happiness over your lifespan. So the definition we're going to talk about today is just a little broader than you might think. Now, before I get started, I just want to say a couple of things. I'm going to give you all of this information about how to increase happiness in your life. But if you're not eating properly, exercising, or sleeping, then none of this information is going to help you. Do not neglect the mind-body connection in your happiness equation. And the second thing I want to say is that if you think engaging in these activities once in a while is going to be helpful, it's really not. What you want to do is you want to be able to incorporate these things into your life as daily habits. That's the only way you will experience maximum benefits. The first pillar I want to talk about is the pillar of positive emotions. Positive emotions are things like gratitude, joy, love, serenity, different than positive thinking. And scientists have shown that positive emotions actually broaden our minds and build psychological resources that can help us be happier, but also that can build resilience in tough times. So think about in your daily life, how can you bring moments of greater positive emotions into your life on a daily basis? So the second pillar I want to talk about is the pillar of engagement. This is about being fully engaged in life, being fully engaged in the activities that you're engaging in, and also being mindful about it. Scientists call this state of optimal engagement flow. Flow is when you are completely absorbed in an activity, when you're losing all sense of time, and scientists also know that the more times you go into flow on a daily basis, the happier you become over a lifespan. So how can you increase the number of times you go into a flow state in your day? The third pillar is the pillar of relationships. And in all my studies of happiness, there is nothing more critical and more important to our happiness and to our well-being than positive, loving relationships. Scientists even show that people who have the best relationships, in fact, are even more successful and healthier too. But what happens when we get busy or we're out there trying to be more successful? We often neglect our relationships. If you want to be happier, focus every day on nurturing those loving relationships, the best relationships in your life. The fourth pillar is the pillar of meaning. You know, often when we think about happiness, what do we think about? We think about laughter and joy. But we know that when we're engaged in those activities, altruistic activities, when we're giving back to others, we feel a tremendous sense of connectedness in this world. So while these activities might not be fun or make us happy in the moment, they bring great purpose and meaning into our lives. And scientists know that if you really want a boost in happiness, and this is something that you can go out and tweet about, scientists have shown that the most reliable way to boost your happiness is to perform an act of kindness for someone else. Finally, the fifth pillar is that of accomplishment. Human beings love to be productive, and the science shows us that we are happiest when we are successfully working towards achieving our goals. So there you have it, the five pillars: positive emotions, engagement, relationships, meaning, and accomplishment. Focus in on these areas in your life and try to think about how you can incorporate these things into your daily life. I promise you, it will change your life forever. I hope this video gives you a greater understanding of the science of happiness. And now I want to hear from you. What else would you like to know about the science of happiness? Leave us a comment below or join the discussion at louisajewell.com. Did you like this video? If so, share it with your friends. And if you want more information about how to be happier, stronger, and more successful, go to louisajewell.com and sign up for our email updates. And remember, if you want to be courageous and confident in this world, you've got to build the tools that will get you there. Thanks, everyone. We'll see you next time.